Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty,
the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn. Hey, Carlene.
Hello, Jill.
Hey, so we're back in the studio today with a bit of a different tack on things. We're shaking it up a bit.
Mm-hmm. This is our mid-month episode that we're introducing and giving it a try a few times.
Yeah, and I think the reason that we are taking a stab at just having a bit more of a conversation mm-hmm. about some of the news that's happening in the beauty world is just based on listener feedback. And so mm-hmm. we're going to take this opportunity to talk about news, trends, layer in some of the chats that we've had with makeup artists, and
mm-hmm. product reviews.
Yeah, just put some of our beauty knowledge to flex our beauty muscles a little bit mm-hmm. more during the middle of the month.
Yeah.
And we still love our founders. We will be talking to them every single month as mm-hmm. always, but this is going to be a chance to bring some friends into the mix yep. to talk about products like you mentioned.
Services we tried, stuff yep. like that.
So I think we're going to have a lot of fun doing it mm-hmm. and definitely let us know if you want us to cover any topics or if you're wondering about our hot takes on any products at all that are out there, let us know.
Yeah, we really want to shape it to what it is that you want to be hearing. So please do let us know topics and what you're liking and not loving so much.
So you can find us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast. You can find us at breakingbeauty.ca to drop us a line there. Or of course, leave us a review in iTunes. We would absolutely mm-hmm. Love that. So let's get started.
All right, first up, big news, Glossier.
Long awaited.
Coming to Canada.
So exciting.
Yeah, so it's all anybody's buzzing about. The embargo lifted today at 10, yes. and so we can now talk about it, the
Yay,
details.
All of the details. So what are you looking forward to trying?
The Invisible Shield, but it's not coming out right away. Yeah. I'm interested in it because it is a clear water gel formula.
Yes.
That just sounds so
SPF.
Innovative to me.
Yeah.
It's SPF 35. It does not contain oxybenzone. And I'm really a big believer in wearing SPF every day. So the fact that it's this interesting texture, you know, anything that will help myself and other people to want to wear SPF every day, yeah. I'm very interested in.
You're such a good beauty editor.
I try. I think, you know, it's really hard with Canadian regulations for people to bring in products with SPF because you have to get a DIN number and yeah. it has to go through this long process.
And thankfully for that. It's,
exactly.
it's a good thing.
Yeah. So I'll be waiting a bit for that. But in the meantime, what are you looking forward to?
Okay, well, I think the Boy Brow. Mm-hmm. And when we sat down with the Glossier team last mm-hmm. week, they were talking a lot about their best sellers. I have tried a little bit of the Bomb.com before. Mm-hmm. You know, scooped a little of my friend that had her her own tube. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, a great texture. But what I'm really excited about is this boy brow. I think it's really, mm-hmm. really smart. It's like a brow gel that you brush on.
Yeah.
Also their Milky Jelly Cleanser. Mm-hmm. I am a big fan of, yeah. I think cleansing is honestly, if you do nothing else for your skin, mm-hmm. cleanse it. Even if you wear no makeup, cleanse your skin every single day because mm-hmm. the environment and all yeah. the stuff is literally sticking to your skin that you can't even see. So
it's the texture that you're
the texture of it, and also that it's in this pump. You can mm-hmm. take it with you, travel friendly, and $22. So yeah. I think we'd be remiss if we weren't talking a little bit about how much this stuff is costing, because it's really affordable.
Yeah, it is. I can never remember if it's between $8 and $34 or $12 and
$34. It's 12. It's 12 Canadian dollars.
But I feel like that is a very reasonable price point. Obviously, Emily Weiss, who's the founder, has done a perfect job of branding. That's obviously a huge part of the success, is just the look of the products. And
growing out of a community at Into the Gloss, which she founded, mm-hmm. Which is, so it's just like a no-brainer that people are going to be hooked on these awesome products that she created mm-hmm. in this community setting.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, when we sat down with the team last week, Emily was not there for that meeting. But it was interesting that they said off the top, like, the number one thing we're interested in doing is building a community here. Yeah, so, yeah. you know, they're very aware that that's what has led to the success of Glossier. And
yeah.
I would expect it'll start infiltrating like Buns and, college campuses.
Already. And,
yeah.
I'm a Buns member and people are already just like, finally, yes. And
yeah.
even if you look at the Into the Gloss comments where Emily Weiss announced that she's shipping in Canada, everyone's like, finally, thankfully, mm-hmm. like everyone is so excited yeah. about this yeah. and has been waiting with bated breath for this day, and it's finally here. So it's
well, let's talk about shipping for a minute
yes.
and how much it costs.
That's right. So it's two different shipping, depending on how impatient you are.
Yeah.
You could get it expedited in 2 to 3 days, and that's $20 Canadian flat mm-hmm. rate, or standard shipping, which is $8 Canadian.
How about free shipping?
So the free shipping is
two products.
Yeah, two or more. So mm-hmm. that's really great. And I think that the price points are, the stretch concealer is $22, very affordable for a good concealer. Mm-hmm. That's another one I'm excited to try. The boy mm-hmm. brow, the Milky Jelly cleanser. So I think you're going to be seeing a lot of those pink bubble envelopes in your Instagram feed very soon.
Agreed. And, you know, obviously I'm sure they're going to do something to create a lot of buzz here. Mm-hmm. All we can tell you from the press release is that something special will be happening at the end of August.
In Toronto.
And Breaking Beauty plans to be all over it when it yeah. happens.
And so side note, also stay tuned for our friends in Quebec, because Glossier is still working on the launch there. So I'm mm-hmm. anticipating that, and Emily herself has said that it will be happening, just not quite yet.
Although, and they've also said, ironically though, that their first international office is in Montreal.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting.
They're calling it the Glomo, I think, like Glossier in Montreal. So Glomo, I love that.
And if we didn't mention it before, Canada is the first country that Glossier will be shipping internationally to. So mm-hmm. that's kind of nice that we're getting it before, you know, the UK. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
and the rest of the world.
Let us know your favorites when you guys get your Glossier.com packages. Want to see them on Instagram? Tag us and let us know what you think. Okay, this next part I'm so excited about, because I was out of town for a couple of days mm-hmm. and you got to go and meet Hung Van Gogh, who is like the preeminent Instagram makeup artist right now, and he's also Canadian, mm-hmm. but I missed the event. So who was it with?
Yeah, so Hung is the relatively new international makeup artist for Marc Jacobs
yeah,
Cosmetics.
I think that they picked a whole number of people, maybe mm-hmm. like six or something like that.
Right, so he's on the roster.
Yeah.
And I think that's a wonderful thing because he is Canadian. I remember when I started working at Flair, we used him regularly on our shoots,
yeah.
and he's so talented.
Yeah.
And what he's known for right now, of course, is Selena Gomez. He posts a lot of pictures of her because he works with her a lot.
And all the Victoria's Secret models. Mm-hmm. He's just that guy that, and I mean, it's getting to the point now where everyone wants to like steal the youth. So he's working even with like J-Lo and mm-hmm. some models who are like super models from back in the day, because they all want this glowing, gorgeous mm-hmm. look that he's known for.
Yeah, he always gives kind of like a sultry, you know, there's always something very like feminine and flattering about what mm-hmm. he does. And we figured out part of the secret to that, which you're going to hear next because I turned on my recorder.
Yeah.
And it's all about using warm tones.
Yeah.
And he often uses a warm brown on the eyes, which it's interesting because a lot of women are apparently afraid of that, like warm brown liner, mm-hmm. because they're worried it's going to bring out some red in their eyes. And, oh. you know, because some of the browns can get yeah. a bit reddish yeah. when you get into the warm.
Right.
But he's absolutely adamant mm-hmm. that it's, you have to use a warm brown okay. versus like a cool.
I heard it. And didn't you say one of his guinea pigs on this topic was somebody pretty famous?
Yes. So that's what you're about to hear next.
That's the first time I work with Cindy. And, you know, of course, like, we have to make her feel what she feel comfortable. So I she said, can we use some taupe color like this? I said, no, can we not? She was like, because, you know, in the 90s, that's really, like, very popular. Yeah. So this is not a lie. Okay, you can Google up like Cindy Crawford and my name together. She actually mentioned to some article right about the after, and she would say that I would educate her about like, current trend color, and you can see that she become my client after she asked me that because what happened? I was like, no, you have to use like these like bronzy shade and it's warm and beautiful and this kind of thing, and she was like, okay, go for it. And she really loved it because her daughter, 14-year-old, Carol and Kaya said, oh my God, this look amazing. And mom, you look amazing. She was like, this means I'm current because my daughter thinks I look good. You know what I mean? So that's what's really...
The person in question is Cindy Crawford, and he was talking about his first time working with the former supermodel and also her daughter, Kaya Gerber.
Yeah, I think it's funny how he was able to just kind of get in there and be like, no to taupe, like yeah. Stay away from the taupe. So yeah. just goes to show no one is above getting like a great tip to make them look even better, right? Yeah,
exactly. And now we're going to talk about another celebrity he works with on a regular basis, and that is, of course, Selena. I asked what it was like working with her and what his favorite look to do on her is.
Okay, let's hear it.
Selena is like, really is a dream to work with. She never had much of like, I don't want this or I want this. We always consulted her, but she always said, go for it. My most favorite, I think we both agree, my most favorite would be the year that we did the AMAs with her with the red eyeshadow. Uh-huh. And then she wears a red dress and we have long hair and middle part. I'm not sure you remember that. That we both won my favorite on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in January this year when she came back, when she made that speech on the VMAs, AMAs again, and with the red dress and just very bronzy natural makeup, I loved that on her too.
So this is a while ago in 2015. So I'm actually surprised that this is holding out as his favorite look that he's done on her.
Well, and he did red eyes on her again at the Met Gala.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. It actually really works on her. So it's this kind of like, I don't really know.
Smoky eye.
Yeah, it's a smoky eye, perfectly tailored at the outer corners. A lot of lashes. And really, there's very few people who could pull off this color around the eye.
He kind of recreated a look like this using other shades at the Marc Jacobs event, and he was saying how much he likes to use eyeliner and kind of rub it out like it is a shadow. So I'm guessing he may have done that here.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But what I think is interesting is the fact that he does like to work with these colors like red and warm browns that traditionally people think, I mean, it can give you that like rabbit eye effect, right?
Yeah.
But he manages to pull it off so that it doesn't look like that at all. It's, you know, that's kind of an art, right? Very exciting news.
Let's hear it.
My toenail just fell off.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. It's tragic. So this is my coming out party. I say that because it's not something that I would readily have admitted in my younger days.
What happened?
Well, this is something I've battled since I was probably like 20.
Okay.
And I used to play soccer.
Yeah.
And I think this happens to runners, like runner's toe or something. And I think it was from that. And like I used to do a lot of dancing at like raves and after parties and stuff. And
wearing your flip flops to the rave.
No,
again?
No.
Are
I was
you?
No, I was wearing like the 90s boots that everybody wears now, like these like blocky boots. And I just remember, I don't know, it got traumatized and like bruised, and then it fell off, and then it would grow in, and then it would fall off, and then it would grow in. And like now it's just not adhering to the nail bed. It's a very sad story. Oh, I'm sorry if this is grossing you out.
God. Thank God for impressed nails.
I've honestly had so much shame around this topic. I've had nightmares about it. I feel like...
What do you do when you go for pedicures?
I get hooked up at Tips. Leanne Colley is like miracle worker.
Okay.
And so she puts on a phony baloney one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have never known.
And I'm not the only editor. It's like... I know another editor who does this as well and goes to her for the same reason.
Okay.
But I'm at that awkward phase where it's like, where I need it to grow in more.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So anyways, I have a Band-Aid on it now, and I know that at my next events, I'm going to be very insecure because I know.
This is definitely a summer beauty woe. And I feel like you are not the only one. In fact, on Instagram on the weekend, I was looking at Busy Phillips' story. She is my ultimate favorite person to follow on Instagram.
Really?
She's amazing. And to the point where she has changed the Instagram story game. Like Eva Chen has her now coming into the Instagram head office.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Why? What's so great about her?
She's just super honest and talking to the camera all the time. And she does her exercise classes, and she's just hilarious.
Okay.
And doesn't, it's follow. Like no filter kind of thing. But anyway, on the weekend, she was admitting like her beauty truth, which is that her toenail fell off as well.
I need to DM her.
Yeah.
Pictures.
I know. And everybody, she was asking people, what do they do? And she's away from home right now. She's on vacation. I know too much about Busy Phillips' life, but she was like, guys, what do you do? And I literally for a second was like, oh, I got to screen grab the impressed manicure toenails and send them to her. Mm-hmm. But I forgot to do it because I was, I was on the fly while I was watching her story. The impressed manicure. Okay, they're from Broadway Nails, and you literally, it's press-on manis and press-on pedicures.
Okay.
And they're lifesavers for people who are, to your point, are sort of in the summer and they're like a bit embarrassed, but they stick on with a...
Yes, it's
not a glue.
DIY thing.
Yeah, it's a DIY.
Oh, it's not a glue.
Well, it has the sticky on it already, and so it's not as messy, and
I
it's really good.
I feel like
it
can just fly off. Like, I'll be at some party and I'll be dancing and all of a sudden my...
No, I don't think so. Unless somebody stepped on your foot. I have worn the impressed manicure, so... Mm-hmm. Which is the same adhesive, and you're going through your day-to-day life. You're washing your hands, you're typing, you're doing all that, and it doesn't move.
Yeah.
Okay. And it doesn't, and it's because it's not this crazy glue that you would get at a salon. It actually does stay on.
Well, did she have any other tips?
No. Well, she was reaching out to the Instagram Stories community to see what they do.
Well, busy right now. I'm experimenting with black seed oil. Okay. I used to put tea tree oil because I was like, I just don't want it to become like a nasty situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't have any tea tree oil right now. So I'm...
Does this cause you like beauty anxiety in the summer? Like you're like, oh, summer's coming. I gotta get the girls out. And
of course. And I know I'm going to be at a beauty event now. People are going to be trying to stay, like keep the eye contact with me and be like, I'm not looking.
You do have a Band-Aid. Maybe you and Busy can connect on Instagram. And
we can be toe sisters.
Yeah, just like sharing the toenail
tails.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Enough about me. What's been going on with you?
Well, this week in beauty, I went to a really fun event last week. I know you weren't able to join, but it was with Revlon, and they were introducing their latest spokesperson to the beauty ed community in Toronto, and that person is Gigi Gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you know her.
I did get the invite, and I've seen her around when I was doing Fashion Week in New York. She was, you know, front row and on the scene.
She's been really building her beauty brand for quite a long time, back from when her first YouTube started. She is a trans person, and she was Gregory Gorgeous back in the day when she started her wonderful YouTube channel, and then really just chronicled the entire journey of transitioning, which is so amazing.
I'm just going to pipe in for a second and let you know that there is no wiki up on our screen right now. This is actually the Encyclopedia of Jill, just like telling you about the origin story of Gigi. Go on.
Yeah, and Gigi is Canadian, and a lot of people don't know that. And she used to work at a MAC counter when she was Gregory. And I know a number of makeup artists that used to work with her. I believe it was a mall in Mississauga, so I guess that's great. square one. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. But so she's been dabbling in the makeup game for a really long time and was really at the forefront of YouTube and mm-hmm. is so natural on camera. And you can't help but love her. Mm-hmm. So when I ran into her at the event, she was so cute. I had never met her before. And she's so glam. It's like glamazon, mm-hmm. you know, probably a foot taller than me.
Yeah.
Well, not quite. But she's in heels probably. Mm-hmm. And she's wearing this like really hot dress. And she's got her lashes on and her blonde hair. And she was so cute. And I was talking to her about false lashes. And her favorite are Lily lashes. No surprise there. And then she talked a lot about, because she is a Revlon ambassador, she was talking mm-hmm. about, you know, foundation. And she did her own makeup for the event, which I thought was great and very true to who she is. But probably my favorite part was she was talking about how her dad was coming to the event that night. And yeah. she was like, make sure you stick around and take like a selfie with my dad. Aww. Like, yeah, it was so cute. Yeah. And then I asked her to take a selfie with me, which is on my Instagram. I was like, do you prefer the Lumi or not the Lumi? You know, the phone case yeah, that lights yeah. up. And she's like, always Lumi. Like, right. duh.
Okay.
So we took this selfie together and she's got these super long arms. So I'm like, can you take it? You know the angle, do it.
Yeah.
So we had fun doing that. And yeah, it was really great to meet her up close and personal. I think it's really smart of Revlon to mm-hmm. have someone who is just has such a huge following first and foremost, but mm-hmm. is also just so real, even though yeah. she's very made up and right. wears a lot of makeup and, mm-hmm. but she's just a real sweetheart. And
so any hot tips?
I mean, well, I think the Lily lashes was,
tell me about those.
Those are the, like, they're a little bit trickier to find, honestly, mm-hmm. but they are the most, go-to YouTuber false lash strip. Mm-hmm. And I wear false lashes on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted her insight on that. And Kim Kardashian wears them.
But
and
what's like, so special about them?
They're lightweight and the okay. band is really flexible. Mm-hmm. And when you see them on someone, you think that they could just be their natural lash. Okay, they're like okay. a strip lash, but they yeah. look very fluttery, very pretty, and yeah. just very natural.
And what's the Revlon thing she's
so into, she was you know? There. I mean, today, this event wasn't about anything new specifically, mm-hmm. but she was talking a lot about the ColorStay foundation. And mm-hmm. I think what's impressive about Revlon, and they've sort of always been at the forefront, but they have like 14 different shades of the ColorStay. And I think it's a good drugstore option for long wear makeup. Mm-hmm. And she was also talking about the nail trends as well, and mm-hmm. what she likes to wear and how she gets mileage out of her manicure. And Mandy Melissa was there too, giving her tips. There were more Diva ring lights at this event than probably any event that I've been to. Mm-hmm. And with good reason, like you could take a selfie in any corner of that space and you would still mm-hmm. look flawless.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's they're, like kind of a prerequisite now.
They're getting up to the Instagram times.
Oh yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, it really is. So yeah, love to Gigi Gorgeous. And it was really fun to meet her.
So that brings us to the end of our show. We really want to hear if you liked it, what you want to hear coming up. We've got a few tricks up our sleeve, but we really want to kind of shape these mid-month episodes to what you want to hear.
Yeah, and I think if you have any ideas or any topics that you want us to cover, any products that you want to know our thoughts on, let us know on Instagram, or you can find us at breakingbeauty.ca. You can send us a note through there.
All right, we're out, everybody. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Breaking Beauty.
Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast fix. And if you're up for it, show your love by writing a review in iTunes.
And get behind-the-scenes scoop, as well as our social media handles at breakingbeauty.ca.